News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, curfews, fines for parents and the seizures of PlayStations should all be considered as part of a crackdown on antisocial behaviour by young offenders. That's according to independent TD for Dublin Midwest, Paul Gogarty, who joins me now. Morning, Paul. At what age group specifically do you think these immediate consequences should apply to?
I'm largely talking about kids between the ages of 12 and 15, because at the moment, and again, it's anecdotal, but I've had an absolutely overwhelming amount of queries from adults in relation to either their children being attacked randomly in parks, sticks, stones, bricks been thrown at parents with boogies. A woman had three e-scooters pass her, come back again, throw water over. There have been shoplifting incidents in cafes where the bottles have been taken out and then thrown over to staff, all with apparent impunity. So I think we need the short, sharp shock rather than let the very slow process of issuing warnings and antisocial behaviour orders, which also takes up Garda time in the courts to make that application in the first place.
Who would enforce some of these things, though, Paul? That's the thing that strikes me about it. I mean, I can't imagine a guard turning up at the door and saying, oh, your kid did something, I'm here to take his PlayStation.
You see, what has happened is sometimes the investigation takes a couple of weeks to get all the information together. It's very much dependent on the individual concerned, but the PlayStation was mentioned, it could be something like a phone, for example. It could be the seizure of a scooter. It could be a fine on the parents, depending on the background. And given that the likes of Tidy Towns are already Garda vetted for transitioning your students to work experience, it could be something as simple as saying for the next 4 weeks, you have to go out and help the Tidy Towns clean up the local area. But definitely something that has an immediate effect on from the actions that have followed. Because at the moment, you can have a 3 months antisocial behaviour warning. If you have to go to the courts for an ASBO, that takes a longer time. And some people, as we know, have a number of ASBOs. So I'm talking about the relatively lower level types of instances, especially for the hangers-on of the main culprits who these type of, I suppose, little small sanctions might have more impact on.
Mm. I'm wondering, is this not just stepping in for what the parents should be doing? Like, is it actually going to be effective in deterring sort of crime and antisocial behaviour in the age group you're talking about?
Well, obviously, there's a whole lot of reasons why young children get involved in things. And some months back, I raised with the tarnished Simon Harris the need to possibly emulate Australia in terms of a social media ban or restrictions, because kids from fifth class, sixth class onwards often have unsupervised access to the internet and some types of damaging content and very toxic male role models like the likes of Andrew Tate. And they act out on this following on. So obviously, parents do have to keep an eye on their kids. Teachers in schools will always give that. There are some parents, obviously, who don't have the coping skills. There are family background issues. So you're also talking about being tough on the, I suppose, the causes of crime. But equally, right now, people who have spoken to me, I thought I was going to meet with four parents, for example, about some incidents going on in one part of my constituency. So I came along on a Sunday afternoon and there was over 40 there. So okay. They're really concerned. And they say these kids are going around. They're happy enough for their faces to be stuck on Facebook, even though the Gardaí would never advise residence groups to do that in the first place. They want to be seen as the stars of their own little personal videos. So they need a rap in the knuckles in the short term. On PlayStations, Xboxes these days, they communicate with their peers. So when it's raining, they will miss that. If they have a phone, they'll definitely miss that. Their parents will certainly miss the money if they're not actually ensuring that their child behaves. And equally, there are measures like curfews and community service without criminalising the children involved.
Okay, independent TD Paul Gogarty, thanks a minute for that. We're going to be revisiting this a little bit after 8, talking about a phone ban in schools with Helen McEntee. But for now, that was independent TD Paul Gogarty.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.